SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Deposed Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro has arrived in the U.S. to face criminal charges. He landed last evening at a small airport in New York following the middle-of-the-night operation that extracted him and his wife from Caracas. President Trump says Maduro was not duly elected and did nothing to lead his country to prosperity.
The illegitimate dictator Maduro was the kingpin of a vast criminal network responsible for trafficking colossal amounts of deadly and illicit drugs into the United States.
The president says the U.S. will partner with Venezuela to revive its productive oil capacity, benefiting both countries.
This partnership of Venezuela with the United States of America, a country that everybody wants to be involved with because of what we were able to do and accomplish, will make the people of Venezuela rich, independent, and safe.
There has been a deadly attack in northern Nigeria. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Police in northern Nigeria say at least 30 villagers in Niger State have been killed and others were abducted when gunmen raided a village Saturday evening. Police say the gunmen opened fire on residents and razed down the local market in several houses. At least two residents say about 37 people were killed, but that death toll could be much higher as people remain missing. A resident of the village says the gunmen had been lurking around nearby communities for about a week before the attack. Now survivors are too afraid to recover the bodies. Saturday's attack happened near a community where more than 300 school children and their teachers were kidnapped from a Catholic school in November. I'm Donna Warder.
Bulgaria is welcoming a new year and new currency. The nation will become the 21st member of the shared euro currency. This is SRN News. The Global Center of Christianity has shifted.
In reviewing its biggest findings of 2025, the Pew Research Center highlights the release of a survey in June that demonstrates the largest concentration of Christians is now in sub-Saharan Africa. 31% of the Christians in the world live somewhere in Africa, with Europe, once the leader, now in second place at 22%. Part of the reason for the shift is that African Christians are having large families, while those in Europe and North America are not. Michael Harrington reporting.
President Trump says he's endorsing Nassau County's Republican executive for governor in this year's New York race. The endorsement could help ensure that Bruce Blakeman doesn't face a serious contender in his push to win the GOP primary. Blakeman came to national prominence for championing a policy that bans teams and organizations that let males play against females from using Nassau County sports facilities. This is SRN News. A woman's tennis grade is returning to a major tournament for the first time in 5 years.
Seven-time Grand Slam singles champion Venus Williams has received a wild card entry for the Australian Open beginning January 18th in Melbourne. The tournament announced Friday that the 45-year-old Williams would make a return to Melbourne Park 28 years after her first appearance. In 1998, she defeated her younger sister Serena in the second round before eventually losing in the quarterfinals to Lindsay Davenport. Venus had announced in September that she would play in Auckland, New Zealand, and also at the Hobart International a week later. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Tesla lost its crown as the world's best-selling electric vehicle maker on Friday as a customer revolt over Elon Musk's right-wing politics, expiring U.S. tax breaks to buyers, and stiff overseas competition. More details at srnnews.com.